Hello, and thank you for listening to the France Frontier podcast. This is Joe coming to you from Portland, Oregon. I wanted to thank everybody for the overwhelming support I've gotten on my first episode. So thank you very much so for that, and I appreciate you guys listening. I know that first episode was very clunky. It's probably not going to be how the continuing episodes go. I didn't like how it felt. I will continue reviewing the episodes. I just probably won't be that heavy on clips and probably less on breaking down the entire episode, more probably a summary, and then going over what I actually liked about the episodes, and maybe things I could see that they could improve on, if there is anything, which I'm sure there is. There's always things people could improve on. But again, thank you for listening, and I will be right back after this quick ad break here from Anchor FM. If you're ever thinking about making a podcast, it's the next place to do it at. So stay tuned for the ad and my quick intro or my quick opening theme, and then I will be back with some Star Trek news, some Twitter comments, and some Reddit comments. Thank you. Okay, let's open hailing frequencies so we can get to the news.
Incoming transmission.
All right, so this is Joe with the France Frontier podcast back here with the Star Trek news. So New York Comic Con is going virtual this year. Just like San Diego Comic Con, they'll be holding in October this year. It's going to be taking place the week just before Star Trek Discovery Season 3 comes out. So good chance we'll get a new Star Trek Season 3 trailer. So that'll be interesting to see what they have there. Hopefully some Strange New Worlds information, as well as some information maybe on Picard, hopefully. I did see that some rumors that they may be starting to shoot Strange New Worlds up in Toronto. I've heard some good things about what they're doing up in Toronto. And it seems like the cases up there maybe wasn't so bad with the coronavirus. So we'll see. I did also see that Anson Mount did recently shave his beard. So that's also probably a good sign that they're probably getting ready to start filming. Now from there, I did see that Gold Derby did an interview with Alec Kurtzman. Alec Kurtzman said he was really hopeful with the Emmy nominations that the Short Treks got, that was going to allow them to do more Short Treks, which also will allow them to do some more experimenting, because they said that they get a lot of opportunity to try out different things that they don't necessarily maybe want to do during an actual episode, to see how well it actually works out in a Short Trek and go from see from there. One more thing I did mention about New York Comic Con is the Star Trek Universe panel is going to be live this time instead of recorded like the San Diego Comic Con. So they will be taking questions and answers. And now the Twitter comments wasn't really so great for me to be able to find good ones to be able to read. They were all very positive, but there wasn't none really that stood out to me. I did see a few, however, on Reddit I did want to go over, so I will get to those here in a minute. One thing I did see on Twitter I did want to mention, actually a couple things on Twitter I did want to mention. First one here is on Trek Geeks is going to be doing an interview on Friday with Mike McMahon at noon. Forward to that podcast when that comes out. That should be a really fantastic interview. And then I did want to give some shout outs to some Star Trek fan art creators. I did recently meet on Twitter. Marcy Starfleet is one. I did have her make me a Star Trek Lower Decks captain's profile picture. So I very much appreciate her work on that. It was fantastic. And then there's CRM Comic Guys on Twitter as well. He makes some fantastic Star Trek art, fan art as well. So if you're looking for a profile picture, I just hit up one of those two. I'm sure they could hook you up with something that you look very much alike. Now, like I said, the Reddit or the Twitter comments wasn't anything I really could come across that I really wanted to read. They were really sparse. I mean, the ones I did come across, most of the people did like it. There's a few, obviously, Alex Kurtzman haters that's going to hate everything, so you're just never going to be able to make those people happy. But there was some fantastic comments on Reddit I did want to make sure I read out here. So just give one second, I'll pull those up here. First one here, just watched it at lunch, very fun. Yes, it's far looser than the previous Trek, but it still fits into the bigger universe at large. And that's very true, it does, especially with all the, not only Star Trek references that they they had on screen, but you could definitely tell, especially that opening scene with the movie, with that space station. I can't think of the name of the space station right offhand, but with the space station, the movie era space stations, and also from TNG. So that's fantastic. So yeah, it definitely fits very well into the bigger Star Trek picture. They also go on to say, I think all four main characters are a good variety of archetypes, and the Sikh relationship was unexpected, but it totally works. I'm very glad to be back in the TNG era. Even after three live-action series, they still left so much to be explored. And that's very true. The whole TNG universe is so wide open. There's just so many things they could just do in that one era. So hopefully we get some more, not only in Lower Decks from that time period, but maybe some other shows as well. It would be great. This next person says, I enjoyed it. I'm glad to see it set in TNG era. So same thing. Another person, very happy with it being the TNG setting. Those are my favorite uniforms by far. The Star Trek Lower Decks uniforms. I agree. Like I said, my Star Trek fan art profile picture is Star Trek Lower Decks captain's uniform. And it looks fantastic. I very much so appreciate that. This person goes on to say, I was also happy to see that there's different ethical systems at work rather than just what we've seen from top down. The internship politics is ripe for exploring. And that's very true. This person said that art was comic booky style, and I could definitely see where they're coming from is that. Definitely get the Rick and Morty feel and Futurama feel, which I did see a couple of those people mention that on Twitter as well, that it felt like Futurama to them, which I definitely could see that, especially with the art and style as well. This person says, I'm kind of hoping that they bring the animation guys in for a couple of Strange New Worlds, the Disco episodes, like they did with Mandalorian with Dave Filoni. So yeah, that's true. That guy, he did actually do some work on Mandalorian. So that would be interesting to see if some of the animation guys make it in Strange New Worlds or Disco. This person says, I have only one point of criticism. I wish they had just a single extra beat between punchlines and dialogue. It was almost too breakneck fast for me. And that's true. It definitely seemed a little rushed at some point, but I chalked that up to it being a pilot. And I feel like that will get better. I did hear some other podcasts that where they've seen the first four episodes, they said it does get better. So anybody who wasn't high on that first episode, definitely stick with it. I think you'll find that you'll like it from what I've been hearing. This person says the whole zombie thing was dumb, but in the best way, the most fun kind of way. The spider sucking on Baumler was dumb in the worst way. It went on way too long, like Peter and the giant chicken on Family Guy, which I could definitely see the criticism on that part. I didn't feel like it went as long as the Family Guy, the chicken thing. Those definitely seemed like they take forever. But maybe that's just me because I did enjoy that that section or that scene. So I definitely could see where people would be a little critical of that. Now this person goes on to say that they love the fan service references, Gary Mitchell, the Crustacean Ops, Khan, Deanna's jumpsuit, and now they just said they want to see the 50-foot Spock. I'm definitely into that. I want to see 50-foot Spock as well. 50-foot Spock deserves to be on Lower Decks. This person said, I think it was a good outing, a bit uneven, but you have to expect that from the first episode. Lucky there were enough smart and funny bits that leads me to believe that they'll get on solid footing soon. Really like the weird Spider Cow Banana Hot four main characters. Yeah, the Banana Hot thing, I've seen a lot of people really like that reference. I've seen a few people saying they would like that on a t-shirt. I, for one, signed up for the Star Trek Lower Decks subscriptions service, so I'm hoping to build them. I'm hoping one of those t-shirts will have the Banana Hot in it, or on it, so here's hoping that happens. Again, another Banana Hot reference. Banana Hot is now what I say every time I use a microwave or vending machine for the foreseeable future. Loving the sort of Red Dwarf vibe. I really love the idea of Trek looking at DC scoring by not taking itself so goddamn seriously and at least giving it a shot. Excellent. Yeah, I fully agree. Star Trek doesn't have to be serious all the time. There's humor everywhere in Star Trek. So anybody who thinks that just needs to settle down, in my opinion. There's one more here I did want to read. Oh, yeah, this one here. This guy says, guys, that was so much fun. I'm so happy. This is from someone who loves serious and dark political Trek and loves Picard, Disco, and Disco despite their imperfections. The Trek universe is big enough for all of this, and it all makes my life better. I agree. The Star Trek universe is definitely big enough for Lower Decks, and everybody should just give it a chance. I think if you don't want to watch it right now, wait until it's until the 10 episodes is up, and then sign up for it and binge them. They're very short episodes, probably about 25 minutes at the most, over the 10 episodes, I would imagine. 25 minutes per episode over the 10 episodes, I would imagine, at the most. So yeah, definitely check it out. Again, like I said, I would definitely understand if you want to wait until the end of the season and watch it all at once. It might even flow better. I've heard more than one person say that it flows more than that. Discovery flowed more than better, or flowed better for them after they watched it all in a row like that, instead of broken up like CBS All Access likes to drop them weekly. But again, thank you for your support. Very much appreciate it. I appreciate you, everybody, listening to this. You reach me at stlowerdecks@gmail.com. You can reach out to me at Twitter on @DexLower. I'm open to feedback. Definitely very much appreciate it. Give me a follow. Give me 5-star ratings on iTunes. I got Twitter on the brain. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening. Very much appreciated. And everybody have a fantastic Star Trek day. Bye.